Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Our journey through Gomer's life brings us to a pivotal chapter, one that changes the course of her destiny. Gomer, now a woman known for her beauty and complex reputation, navigates the bustling streets of her city, a place teeming with life and diversity.
Another day, another few gold coins. At least the market never grows dull.
Gomer walks, her footsteps echoing, when suddenly, she stops. Ahead, she sees and hears a man speaking to a crowd. His presence is commanding, yet gentle.
I stand before you, not as a bearer of condemnation, but as a messenger of hope and restoration. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is not merely a promise for a distant future, but a proclamation for today, for each of us gathered here in the shadow of our collective wanderings. For too long we have been adrift, carried by the currents of our desires, entangled in the thorns of our transgressions. We have sought solace in the creations of our hands, in the altars of convenience we have erected on every high hill and under every spreading tree. Yet, in our pursuit of independence, we have only found emptiness, a hunger that the bread of our own making cannot satisfy. But hear me now, my friends, for the message I bring is one of unfathomable mercy and boundless love. The Lord, our God, looks upon us not with eyes of judgment, but with a heart eager to forgive. I will heal their waywardness, he says. This is the assurance that our brokenness is not the end of our story, that our wounds, self-inflicted though they may be, are not beyond the balm of his grace. And how shall we respond to such a love? A love that seeks us out in our wandering, that lifts us from the pit of our despair. It begins with a return, a single step back towards the one who has never ceased to call our names amidst the clamor of our rebellion. It is a journey not of shame, but of coming home, of rediscovering the joy of our first love, the God who formed us from the dust of the earth and breathed into us the breath of life.
The crowd listens, some moved, others skeptical. Gomer is intrigued but cautious.
Who is that man?
That's Hosea, the prophet. A man of God, they say. He speaks differently.
Gomer edges closer, drawn in by Hosea's words. As the crowd disperses, Hosea's eyes meet Gomer's. A moment of unspoken understanding passes between them.
Tell me, do you believe in signs, in the guiding hand of the divine?
I suppose I haven't given it much thought.
Perhaps we are meant to meet for a reason. What is your name?
I am called Gomer, daughter of Diblaim.
Gomer, a beautiful name. I believe it means completion. I am Hosea. Our meeting is no accident, Gomer. I have been searching for something, and I believe you may be a part of that search. Perhaps we are meant to complete each other.
Do you know what I do for a living, prophet? Are you interested in my services?
I think Elohim has sent me to you, and for the purest of reasons.
Me? But we are strangers.
In the eyes of man, perhaps, but not in the eyes of God.
Gomer starts to speak, but she stops herself.
It seems to me that you may have questions. Are you wondering about what Elohim may want with you?
Maybe. What's it to you, prophet?
It's not what it is to me, but what it is to God. He sees you, Gomer. Not as the world sees, but for who you can be.
Gomer is taken aback, a mix of skepticism and curiosity in her eyes.
And what does God see?
A story not yet finished, not yet complete. A heart that still beats for something more.
There's a pause as Gomer processes his words.
You talk of things I don't understand, or perhaps I don't wish to.
Understanding comes in time, as does healing. Just remember, you're never alone in your journey.
Gomer looks at Hosea, a flicker of hope in her eyes, but she quickly masks it.
We'll see, prophet. We'll see.
She turns and walks away, leaving Hosea watching after her with a look of compassion and divine purpose. And so, the paths of Gomer and Hosea cross for the first time, a moment divinely ordained. A fleeting encounter, yet one heavy with meaning hinting at a future neither of them can fully grasp. A few weeks later, Hosea is again preaching, and he notices Gomer in the crowd. After he finishes sharing what the Lord has impressed upon his heart, he approaches the baker's daughter.
Gomer, would you dine with me this evening? There is much I wish to discuss with you about life, faith, and destiny.
I don't think so. You are a prophet, and I am...
And you are?
I am not the sort of woman who dines with prophets.
Why don't you let me be the judge of that? So, dinner?
Okay. Yes, I would like that.
Some time later.
Gomer, I see a strength in you, a light that shines brightly despite the shadows. The Lord has a plan for us, a path that we must walk together.
Hosea, your words stir something within me, yet I am afraid. My past.
We are more than our past, Gomer. With faith, we step into the light of a new day, hand in hand, guided by the love and mercy of God.
Gomer looks into Hosea's eyes, seeing the sincerity and compassion within.
Then let us walk this path together, Hosea. I will place my trust in you and in the Lord.
In the heart of Samaria, beneath the vast expanse of the starlit sky, Gomer and Hosea embark on a journey of faith, redemption, and unconditional love. A journey that will echo through the ages, a testament to the power of God's unwavering grace. After Hosea marries Gomer, their relationship unfolds as a profound allegory for God's relationship with the Israelites, illustrating themes of faithfulness, betrayal, and unconditional love. Hosea's life with Gomer is marked by her infidelity, reflecting Israel's unfaithfulness to God through idolatry and sin. Gomer bears three children, and there is speculation among scholars about the paternity of these children due to their mother's unfaithfulness. Their names are symbolic and prophetic, carrying messages of judgment and hope for Israel.
Your wife has borne you a son. What will you call him?
Jezreel, meaning God scatters. My child's name signifies the impending judgment on the house of Jehu for the bloodshed at Jezreel and foretells the end of the kingdom of Israel.
Your child is a girl.
We will name her Lo Ruhamah. Her name means not loved or not pitied, symbolizing God's withdrawal of love and pity from the house of Israel because of our continuous disobedience.
What will you call your second son?
Lo Ami, meaning not my people, denoting God's disowning of Israel due to our covenant unfaithfulness.
Despite Gomer's infidelity, Hosea is commanded by God to love her unconditionally, mirroring God's unfailing love for his wayward people. This love is demonstrated powerfully when Hosea is instructed to buy Gomer back from prostitution, showcasing the theme of redemption and forgiveness. Hosea's pursuit and redemption of Gomer at a cost highlight the depth of God's love and his willingness to redeem Israel from their sins despite their betrayal. The narrative of Hosea and Gomer culminates in a message of hope and restoration. Hosea's personal life serves as a poignant illustration of God's invitation to repentance and promise of restoration for those who return to him. It underscores the possibility of renewal and reconciliation between God and his people, characterized by a future where they would once again be called my people, Ami, and loved one, Ruhamah.
Hosea's love is a mirror of a greater love, one that I am still coming to understand, the love of a God who pursues the wanderer, who redeems the lost, who restores the broken.
The story of Hosea and Gomer transcends its historical context, offering timeless insights into the nature of divine love, the seriousness of sin, and the possibility of redemption through repentance and return to God.